Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Monday afternoon, we always visit with Frank Cusimano Mondays and Fridays. He's here from KSDK. Let's talk baseball. That was a pretty good weekend. Saturday, not so good, but the Cardinals win the series against the Cubs. We all come away with more hatred for Pete Crow Armstrong. Tarps off was successful. I think a lot of wins from the weekend, Frank. What do you think?
Yeah, it really felt like the atmosphere we were, you know, accustomed to at Busch Stadium for years and years. And, you know, that stadium did not have the feel of a rebuilding club at all. I mean, technically they are rebuilding, but that atmosphere and that hatred towards Pete Crow, Armstrong PCA, was genuine. I loved every second of it. And I think, Mark, the highlight of the weekend probably was the pitching performance last night. Because let's face it, Matthew Liberatore has been really good at times this season, but he has that one disastrous inning. Well, he didn't have one last night. He got out of it when he had to. And then you throw in the Hunter Dobbins, you know, four brilliant innings. That was just beautiful, Mark. That was so great to see two relatively young pitchers perform like they did last night.
Look, I was very happy they won the series, and it's exciting. And like you said, I was not at the stadium. I'm going tomorrow night to the game, but you can just feel it. The one thing, and Ethan, I texted you this, was it my imagination, Frank, but on the Fox broadcast on Saturday, did they really even show the kids from Tarps Off?
Certainly not as much.
Not
as NBC
very much.
Did. Yeah. Well, that's what you get when you have Fox instead of NBC.
I don't know. It was weird to me that they didn't show that. And, you know, they didn't seem to really care about it at all because it's been such a national thing, too. So I didn't really understand that. But the games were all on, like, free TV over the weekend. That was significant, wasn't it?
Oh, really cool. And I'm glad you brought that up because it was such a reminder to the rest of the country just how special we are as a baseball town. I mean, when Albert Pujols is saying in the broadcast, these are the best fans in baseball, and it's not just me. He says, when I'm over at first base, you know, star players would come over and they'd say, God, you get to play in front of this stuff every night. And then you had Bob Costas and Ozzie Smith on the pregame show and Albert a part of the entire 3-hour broadcast. It was like a reminder to the country, hey, we may not be winning as many games as we used to, but we're still St. Louis, one of the great baseball towns in the world.
Hey, let me give your team at KSDK a really good shout out because I watched the pregame stuff where there was a lot of the Cubs Cardinals history that was covered. I thought it was awesome, Frank. You guys did a great job with that.
Yeah, we have a great producer named Andy Moeller who's been with us for like 40 years, and he has a great sense of history for the game, and he put together that
piece on the rivalry. It was outstanding. It was really good.
I'm glad you liked it.
Frank, going into the weekend, Heimblum got a little bit aggressive, made some tweaks to the roster. Nelson Velasquez came up, Jimmy Crooks came up, sent down a couple of guys, and then you mentioned already Hunter Dobbins. It's funny how those moves ended up being so instrumental in the Cardinals being able to win this series. They get punched in the face in game one with the Ian Happ three-run home run. Velasquez responds immediately, and then you already mentioned Dobbins. But it's exciting, I think, and encouraging for fans as well to see a general manager, a president of baseball operations, be able to make those timely moves and it not be detrimental to long-term success either.
I agree.
Yeah, let's face it, and we've been talking about it for about 2 or 3 weeks, is they've had a weakness offensive production-wise in one of the outfielder spots, sometimes two, and then the catching position. And look, we saw Velasquez, who was the best hitter in the Grapefruit League, and then has been on fire in Memphis the last month. And you know, Brian Torres has just been one of the best AAA hitters the last couple of years. Those two are getting a chance, and now we'll see Jimmy Crooks is in the lineup tonight. And we'll see if they can improve the catching offense. But, yeah, I think, you know, they're doing all the right things. They gave guys chances, and they're not, you know, going to bury these guys because, you know, Pahe started last night. But they have options now, and they got a chance to become, a playoff team this season.
How do we find the Texas Rangers right now? They're a couple games below 500. They're just 2.5 behind the Mariners in the American League West. What would you say about them coming to town?
Well, they're managed by Skip Schumacher, who was terrific in his previous stint as a manager. They're 3 games under. They just swept the Royals. And tonight, we're going to get the chance to see the pride of CBC, Jake Berger, who is leading the team in home runs. And he's been a terrific power hitter. So this is a great chance for the Cardinals to take 2 out of 3.
Awesome. All right, we got the final set in the NBA and in the NHL. It's the Golden Knights and the Carolina Panthers. I think that will be an interesting series.
Hurricanes.
I really do.
It's Carolina
I'm
Hurricanes.
Sorry.
Wrong sport,
okay,
Mark.
It was written down here. I should know that. I'm going to blame from throwing Fred under the bus on that one.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's the Hurricanes. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think with the mojo that Vegas has, what they did to Colorado, who many thought was the best team in hockey, I'm leaning towards, you know, the Golden Knights in this series. But I think most of the country is a little bit more interested in the NBA Finals because Victor Wembanyama is like no other player we've ever seen in the history of basketball. I'm not saying he's the best, but there's nobody who's been 7'5 or 7'6 who knocks down threes. And they're led by a 22-year-old, a 21-year-old, and a 20-year-old in Castle and Harper, who are 21 and 20 respectively, and Wembanyama, who's 22. I mean, this is going to be an unbelievable series. It's good for basketball that the Knicks are back. They haven't won one since 1973. They have one of the great closers in basketball in Jalen Brunson. I just can't wait for this NBA final.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't really paid attention. I lived in Milwaukee for many years, and I watched that season when they won 4 summers ago, the Bucks. But I don't pay attention to the NBA. But I know a lot about Victor, and I know how good he is. And I'm going to, you know, with the history of the Knicks and how they're coming back, I'm going to watch a little of this series because I think it'll be fun. Then again, you can only watch the last 2 minutes, and you're, you know, kind of caught up with NBA games. That's kind of the old joke. Anyway, Frank, you have a great week. We will talk on Friday afternoon.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Take care. Hey, Ethan, our boss just texted us. Steve Warren said he thinks that the Cardinals have the same record now as they did a year ago. That's quite possible,
it would,
right? Because they ended the month of June, I think, like several games above 500.
It would track out because last year they had the best record in the month of May of any team in Major League
Baseball.
Right. They won, I think, 17 or 19 games in the month of May, and then the rest of the year was just this slow downhill trot, and they ended up, you know,
well, right,
kind
because
of teetering out.
Right before the All-Star break, we were still at least, you know, in there in the mix for maybe the wild card, but yeah, things tailed off.
Yeah, there was
off
a lot of question
that
as to if they were going to end up trading some of those guys that they end up did. The reason to be more excited right now, though, is because the guys that are contributing to the success, these are guys that are going to be here long term. These aren't question marks like Wilson Contreras, Brendan Donovan, Nolan Arenado, where we're thinking, how long are they going to be here?
Yeah.
These are young guys that are going to be here for the future.
They even focused on that on the broadcast last night. You know, I think the oldest person on the team, 27 or 28 or something.
Probably
like that.
Dustin May or Brian Torres, I guess.
We have David Strom from HotAir.com just around the corner. Also, Brian Ping, St. Louis native. He's an anchor for KNX in Los Angeles. Tomorrow is the jungle primary for mayor and the governor of California. Does Spencer Pratt have a chance? He doesn't. But we're going to talk about it anyway.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboard's piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.